The next case was a 61-year-old woman with a history of rheumatoid arthritis who was found to have adenocarcinoma of the lung with an EGFR exon 20 insertion. The question about this patient for the faculty was the role of immunotherapy in patients with this alteration and how a history of rheumatoid arthritis affects the decision. Dr. Oxnard shared his thoughts.
Generally, like I think about it like this. If you get a high PD-L1 back, okay, let's remember there are some patients where that doesn't count. If they have a real genotype or they're a never smoker, I don't trust it. An IO is not likely to work. If I'm going to use an IO, I'll use it last line, or I might use it with chemo, where it's just adding toxicity but not doing much. Gives them a shot at it, right? And so in this person, I would tend to give him a shot at chemo, add the IO if I think they can tolerate it, not sure with the RA. And that's in general with my EGFR mutants, all right? I'm not trusting single agent immune therapy is going to work.
So, Alice, I'm a little surprised to see our impression over the years has been exon 20 actually doesn't respond to these TKIs. Is that like the wrong answer, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, that has been the case. Almost all of those atypical EGFR mutations are not responsive to these first and second generation EGFR inhibitors. And so I would not choose to use one of those, certainly not first line, second line, or probably possibly ever, because especially we have these new drugs in clinical trials that are looking promising potentially for EGFR exon 20. For a patient like this, I actually would favor a chemo IO approach in this patient. She's a never smoker. In the KEYNOTE 189 trial, the subgroup of never smokers did actually have a significant benefit to the chemo IO compared to chemo. So I don't think there's any problem treating a never smoker, even though she's got an EGFR exon 20 with the chemo IO combo.
You know, this whole story about checkpoint inhibitors and people targeting mutations just sort of popped up, at least in my head. Alicia Seek was the first one who brought it up to me. And then we started to hear investigators saying, no, we delay it till after chemo, way. And now, Corey, it kind of sounds like you're kind of starting to move back up, or no?
For those with actionable mutations, the oncogenic driver dictates treatment.
Yeah, but I'm talking about where do the IO fit in? Like, for example, let's say they go on osimertinib, you know, where does an IO fit in?
So next, or this patient would potentially get it second or third line, not front line. And now we do have data, not for exon 20, but for at least EGFR and ALK, from IMpower 150 that included these folks and did show at least a PFS advantage for the quadruplet with Bev, Pat Carbo, and Atezo compared to the 4599 regimen.
But what I was saying is just for this patient who does not have a targetable, EGFR exon 20
is
not targetable. So you could try your clinical trials. If you wanted to try IO, I would be comfortable trying it with
chemo. The complicating feature here is the severe rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes, absolutely.
I would default to my old standard PEM, Carbo, Bev.
Yeah.